Western and Arab envoys trying to find a political solution in Egypt have met Muslim Brotherhood leader Khayrat al-Shater in jail. Shater was arrested on charges of inciting violence nearly a month ago. Meanwhile, supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi remain camped out in two major crossroads in Cairo. A Turkish court is due to issue verdicts in the high-profile trial of 275 alleged coup plotters. The defendants include lawyers, former and active duty army generals, and academics. Supporters of the defendants are expected to turn out at the court amid beefed-up security. Two bomb blasts ripped through Afghanistan's southern Kandahar province. At least four civilians have been killed and over 20 injured in an explosion targeting a crowded market. Separately, a roadside bomb explosion has left two civilians dead. No group has yet claimed responsibility, but most bombings are blamed on the Taliban. Iran's new president, Hassan Rouhani, has made his first speech, in parliament at his inauguration ceremony. Rouhani stressed that the only way for interaction with Iran is through dialogue and confidence-building measures. He said the new government will try to establish mutual respect between Iran and other countries. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad has described the country's Western-backed opposition as a failure. He has also praised his people for standing with the army against insurgents. Assad has stressed that only Syrians can find a solution to the crisis in the country. His remarks came during an iftar banquet in the capital, Damascus. Fresh figures show the UK government's controversial bedroom tax is penalising people who cannot avoid the punishment. The data has been published in The Independent. It shows 96% of families who are being taxed for having spare bedrooms have nowhere smaller to go within the social housing stock. Australia's political parties are in campaign mode a day after Prime Minister Kevin Rudd announced general elections for September. The ruling Labour Party has unveiled a package to assist the car industry. The Conservative opposition has pledged to repeal the carbon tax. Polls currently put the opposition coalition ahead of Labour. The Moroccan king revokes a recent pardon granted to a Spanish man convicted of sexually abusing several children. The pedophile was among 48 jailed Spaniards freed by royal pardon. The convict's release sparked angry protests in the kingdom, which injured dozens of people across the country.